It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and you're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, wolf attacks on cattle and hunting dogs in Wisconsin are up. We'll get the details.
First, Assembly Republicans unveiled their plan for the upcoming legislative session in January. The Forward plan includes proposals to enhance education, provide road funding, and balance the budget.
And questions have been raised about the feasibility of some of those plans and how the Assembly will sell them to the state Senate and to Governor Walker.
Joining us now to talk about the plan is Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, there's a lot of details in this Forward plan from Assembly Republicans. Let's start with education. Big strokes, broad strokes, what are they talking about for education?
So they said that education, particularly K-12 education, was going to be a high priority for Assembly Republicans in the next legislative session. In particular, they said one of their highest priorities will be a bill that would provide a laptop or a tablet computer to every high school freshman in the state.
Yeah, here's a listen to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. This is kind of a novel budget item here. Let's give a listen.
Almost every single assignment that are given to students today is to be done either using the internet or using technology. For kids to not have access to devices or to not have access to the internet really puts them behind the curve.
A lot of years we hear we have tight budgets, difficult times to pay for things. This doesn't sound like it would be a freebie, certainly. Is there talk of how they'd pay for this laptop proposal?
You know, Rob, the speaker didn't say how they plan to pay for it. And I actually reached out to his office yesterday and they said that it's one of their legislative priorities, and the funding will be figured out when they start talking about the budget. So we certainly don't have specifics. There was some chatter yesterday that this program could potentially be expensive because it would be providing a laptop or a tablet to every high school freshman. So it's not based on income. There's no voucher or application. It's every student across the state, public, private, charter school. So we'll have to stay tuned to how legislators think they're going to pay for that program.
One of the most controversial budget items, even within the Republican Party, not just between parties, has been transportation and road funding. What are we hearing from Republicans as far as meeting what's been described as a shortfall in road maintenance and building funding in the state?
Yes, so transportation is definitely a hot topic in legislative action these days. They spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about the Assembly GOP's perspective on the transportation budget debate. Speaker Voss said that all options should be on the table. He sort of echoed the sentiment that we've heard from Representative John Nygren, who's one of the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee, who has said that, you know, we should consider increasing vehicle registration fees, possibly, you know, getting some new revenue in there, which is something that the governor has said he's opposed to unless there's an equivalent cut. So it's very apparent that the governor, the assembly, and the Senate are certainly not on the same page in terms of closing that transportation budget gap as of right now. But the assembly GOP's official stance is we need all options on the table. They're not so hot on borrowing, and they're particularly looking forward to an audit of the transportation department that's going to come out later this year to see if they can actually save some money, make some cuts, before they potentially introduce some new fees.
This is where it starts to get tricky, though. I think a lot of parties here think we need to do something. We need to find some options. Nobody agrees on what it is. It sounds like this assembly plan doesn't spell out here is exactly how we want to close this funding gap.
No, not at all. I think everybody's being a little cautious right now because there is a lot of disagreement. So I think we're kind of tiptoeing into this debate. I think there's a lot of anticipation and some hope that some common ground can be found. Representative John Nygren, as I mentioned earlier, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, has been trying to involve the public in this debate, sort of getting people engaged with local governments, which handle a lot of road projects, obviously. So we're just going to have to see how this evolves. But the major branches of government right now in Wisconsin are just not on the same page in terms of transportation funding.
We're talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White, looking at a new legislative agenda from Assembly Republicans on the eve, give or take, a couple of months of Election Day. Laurel, moving on to some other issues that came up, public safety and crime. What did we hear from Assembly Republicans?
Well, that was another one of their major priorities. So they broke down this legislative agenda document into three sections: economy, education and workforce development, and then health and public safety. So Speaker Robin Voss was actually asked a question about, you know, what do we do in the wake of the unrest in Milwaukee to ensure that our communities are safer? And he said one of the ways that we could do that would be to reform prison sentencing in the state and actually extend prison sentences for certain serious crimes.
Yeah, let's again give a listen to Robin Voss.
One of the things that I have been deeply disappointed in is the amount of people in this revolving door system where they are either not charged with serious enough crimes or their prison sentences or jail terms are far too short for what I view as the seriousness of their crimes.
Now, that's kind of more old school tough on crime than we've been hearing lately, even from Republicans. Are they putting this in a context of wider changes in our criminal justice system?
Well, Speaker Voss did mention that some of those changes might also include alterations to sentencing for minor crimes. So decreasing sentences for minor crimes as you're increasing sentences for more serious ones. He said that there might be some legislation to increase the number of prosecutors. And he also mentioned getting more law enforcement on the streets. Now, that's not something that the state legislature actually has direct purview over, but he said that they'd be looking to encourage communities like Milwaukee to get more law enforcement officers on the streets.
The agenda also includes a Blue Lives Matter bill. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Yeah, so that got quite a bit of airtime yesterday during this press conference, which ran about an hour in the state capitol. So the Blue Lives Matter bill is a bill that would make any crime against a law enforcement official a hate crime. So it would increase the penalty for any crime committed against a law enforcement officer. And that's something that's come up in the wake of some of the violence against police across the country and some of the unrest. And the Assembly GOP really threw their weight behind that bill, which we heard earlier this summer is going to be introduced in the next session.
Big picture on the budget. What did Assembly Republicans say about revenue versus spending?
Well, they're certainly not on board with borrowing. That was a big debate during the last legislative session. Assembly Republicans really balked at the amount of borrowing that the governor and others had advanced. So we know that they're not going to be supportive of that. Essentially, what we heard yesterday was that all options need to be on the table, and we know it's going to be another tough budget cycle coming up for 2017-2019.
This plan, of course, from Republicans. Did you hear response from Democrats in the legislature?
We heard from Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, and he said that the Assembly Republicans' plan really didn't have any new ideas in it. And he also said that sometimes Assembly Republicans haven't been entirely forthright about what their actual plans are. That was Barca's alleged position. Well, that was his position. He alleged that. He said that when Assembly Republicans shared their agendas in the past, they didn't mention things like right to work legislation. So I think the message from Barca there was we might not have the full story about what the agenda is from Assembly Republicans, but it certainly was an expansive document that was released yesterday. A lot of ideas, 30 pages of bills. So we have a lot to look at there.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She joined us to talk about the legislative plan that Assembly Republicans unveiled yesterday. On Monday, you can hear an in-depth conversation about the plan with lawmakers at 7 a.m. on The Joy Cardine Show.